The COVID-19 pandemic obviously having a major toll on people's well-being worldwide, and healthcare workers are particularly affected. In a study of healthcare workers in COVID-19 affected hospitals in China, it was shown that a considerable proportion of doctors and nurses reported symptoms of depression, anxiety, insomnia and stress. No real surprise there. And now, it's because of the specific pressure facing healthcare workers that a group of staff from various departments, including occupational therapy, social work, people management and the psychology department at Fortescue, are volunteering their services to support their colleagues on the front line. They've set up the Fortescue Hospital Wellness Team. And to tell us more about it, we're joined by occupational therapist in psychiatry and mental health at Fortescue Hospital, Misha Naik. Misha, very good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
When did the idea come about that this was something that was needed at Fortescue?
This initiative started last year when the hospital management recognized that the top two reasons GSH staff were accessing our employee health and wellness program was stress-related and then relationship difficulties, be it at home or at work, as well as the rise in the incapacity management cases with the mental health component. And so in November last year, I presented to the general managers of the hospital to talk about what is mental health and wellness, why is it important, and how does it impact people at work, and also spoke to a proposal on how we can expand our mental health support to all staff. With the pandemic this year, this intervention was prioritized.
There seems to be, I think, an idea that as much as we appreciate the work that healthcare workers are doing, and, you know, we've all stood out on our stoops or whatever for the last few months and cheered and sung songs in solidarity, we tend to think of healthcare workers as only being there for us to help us. There's not a great deal of thought given, I would imagine, to their mental health. It seems to be that we just kind of expect them to make us better. We were having this conversation on the show yesterday with somebody. There is just this thing of they are there to make us better. They are there to service us. And I think that the human face, perhaps, of healthcare workers gets lost. Would you say that that's true?
Yes, I think that, as well as, you know, we are deemed the hero. So there's also the moral injury of being deemed a hero, because we also are affected in our personal and professional lives by the pandemic. And specifically, you know, all what is affecting everybody is affecting us too, be it anxiety, burnout, the stigma of working in the mental health, in a hospital and faced by our community, because community members are scared of getting the virus from us. So that also is affecting our mental health.
So you say that this team has now been prioritised. What does it look like? What are the services that are being offered and being accessed?
Okay, so there's four big parts to this. The first main thing is on-site counselling for all hospital staff, be it individually, group, once-off, ongoing or emergency counselling. We've also installed webcams in the COVID wards so that staff members can access virtual counselling. And we've started a survivor support group for those that have been affected and returned to work. And this is all with the help of our current employee health and wellness program, Metropolitan Health, as well as the Department of Psychiatry and Psychology. Then the second part is information sharing, where we're sharing how to access our employee health and wellness programs, offsite services too, through our toll-free number, where it's not only virtual counseling, but legal advice, financial guidance, managerial support. And we're sharing this on various platforms, including our social media platform, which is the Heroes of Fortescue page. And on that, we've also want to address the stigma towards mental health by having a weekly mental health feature, where it's normalizing the talking and sharing of mental health stories. And lastly, we've also teamed up with the Department of Anesthesia, where they've started a clinical program or coaching program where volunteers of GSH staff have also gone into all the wards, specifically the COVID wards and the START, to talk about infection prevention behavior, PPP PPE access and education, and facilitate communication to hospital leadership, but also providing informal mental health support to older staff. And so with all of this, we're proud to say that we've been able to offer support to 700 individuals in the hospital through that have accessed our on-site services, and that's out of 4,000 our employees.
Let's talk a little bit more about the sort of destigmatizing mental health. We know that there is a stigma attached to mental health just in society in general. I imagine, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I imagine that that is heightened even more within, among the healthcare community because, well, you can tell me whether I'd be right or wrong in that.
Yes, I think more so now than ever. What we do is, we deemed high risk to community. So there's that component that, previously we wouldn't have experienced, and that's affecting our mental health. And I think what's important to recognize here is because this initiatives have are mainly driven by us, volunteers and GSH staff, we recognize what we all need to support each other, and therefore the mental health needs have come to the forefront.
What's been the response so far from staff, from healthcare workers to what's been done, and how much consultation is there around specifically them saying this is what we need and you delivering rather than it being prescriptive?
Yeah, so I think initially, having the on-site services, we've managed to, as I said, reach about 700 individuals, and that's in individual and groups. But also the feedback that we are getting from the session, the themes that emerge are being conveyed to the hospital management so that we can plan intervention based on what comes up, be it, teaching people how to correctly don and doff PPE, understanding their risks as an individual in contracting the virus, and which is consistently coming up, and how to support them, So we directly liaise with many teams in our organization, be our occupational health clinic, the department of, the team project that I spoke of. And we wanted to be able to complete the loop. And then lastly, what we're doing is, as the next phase, we're asking all our staff, what do you need? Besides mental health support, what are your other wellness needs that we can help support in this time? That's what we're wanting to do, so that we're getting it from everybody's opinion rather than us thinking what people need.
It's something, of course, that's been happening at Hrotskoye Hospital. Is it something that is commonplace in hospitals and healthcare facilities across the country? Do you know?
So with this initiative, I've had the awesome opportunity to share what we've done with various public hospitals, and not all public hospitals have what we have, which is access to our employee health and wellness program. That's completely free. So that's, I think, Western Cape and the Metro, and that's all of our public hospitals have that opportunity. And I think this has brought about the rise in the need, and people are more aware of expanding it. And I'm proud to say that many people are wanting to do the same in many public hospitals.
Yeah, important stuff. Misha, thanks so much for giving us an update on that. And thanks enormously for contacting the show to tell us about the work that you are doing. Misha Naik is an occupational therapist in psychiatry and mental health at Hrotskoye Hospital, which has set up a dedicated team to assist healthcare workers on the front line, the wellness team at Hrotskoye Hospital, made up of people from the OT department, support services, social work, people management, labour relations and the psychology department to assist health workers on the front line of the COVID-19 pandemic.